Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Bards Rise. Tonight, we have a special guest for you. But before we introduce her, just a couple comments, some housekeeping, so to speak. So, if you're familiar with the show page, you know that the various episodes are listed on the show page, the main show page. And then, if you click on one of those links, it'll take you to the audio for that show as well as the transcript. Well, on the link for the show on March 12th, 2026, I posted several legal documents involving the legal battles that Mike and Leah and I are involved in against not just Choice One Bank, but also the state of Michigan and various politicians. So you can go ahead and read those if you're interested in the homesteading process. If not, I recommend that you read them anyway, because it will certainly bring you up to snuff on the legalities of property rights, at least those that descend from a federal land patent. Read those documents for yourselves, and you determine who has the stronger argument, who should win the legal argument that we're involved in. And I'm pretty confident you're going to come out with us, unless, of course, you're either working for or with a bank, or you're taking kickbacks from one of them. Today's show, I'm going to entitle The Quantum Financial System and Introduction. Kelly is what I call an expert, certainly an expert in the quantum financial system. She's not going to discuss the entire QFS in this 1 hour show. That's just impossible. But the goal of today's show is to just give you some of the wave tops and direct you to some of the information or websites, Telegram channels, etc., where you can find out more information about the QFS. So, with that, without further ado, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hello, Michael. Thank you for inviting me back to the show. It's
Yes, that's right. You were on the show prior, almost about a year ago now.
it was, yes. Exciting times.
So, yes. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in the QFS?
Well, I'll give you the shorter version. My career was in telecommunications. So I spent about 29 years in telecom, which was the company I worked for was built the infrastructure of the internet. So I have a technical background. But in, say, in 2020, it's kind of when everything changed. I always knew there was something unique about this world, but by the time 2020 hit, it became unavoidable to recognize. And I started doing a lot of research to try to understand what was going on. I was became aware at a very in-depth level about some atrocities that were being done to the children of our world, and I wanted answers. And the deeper I dug, the thing about 2020 is you're finally able to get some information, some quality information on different channels. And one thing I noticed when I was getting information, truthful information, is I kept going back to, well, what's the source of this information? And most of that information, when I traced it back, I got to a person that goes by the online name of Whiplash347. And through I would say a personal, almost a divine connection, he inspired me to get involved with the QFS. And not at all from a money perspective. That was the last thing I was interested in. My drive behind it was to help correct, stop the wrong that's been being done to the people of the world, and especially the children.
So, if I can just ask you a quick follow-up. So, how does a financial system impact these wrongs that you're referencing? What's the connection?
The connection is it takes by having a new financial system, you take the power out of what we would call the global elite or the one percenters and put it back into the hands of the people.
You break that down a little bit. How do you take it out of their hands? The economic, the financial power. How do you take it out of their hands?
How do you take it out of their hands? Well,
Right. It is, would you say it's they have a central control on the money system, or how would you phrase it?
yes. In fact, some of that I get into in my discussion. There's a section where I go through highlights of the history of the financial world, and that control has been going on for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. I think everybody knows that, especially the last few years, your money buys you less and less, to the point that people can't even afford homes these days. So there's been kind of behind the scenes group that has been controlling our money for a long time.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. And just for the audience, Kelly has put together an outline for today's show. Once BBS has an opportunity to create the link for today's show, I'm going to go ahead and hang that on the show page for this specific episode. And with respect to the financial system, if you haven't already looked into it, you're not familiar, I recommend that you go back and look into who was behind the sinking of the Titanic, who was aboard the Titanic, etc. I don't know if you plan to get into that, Kelly. Forgive me for stealing some of your thunder if you do. But yeah, just a quick blurb to everybody out there.
Yeah, and the
So,
anniversary of that is coming up soon.
how apropos. Okay. So, where would you like to take us next?
I think we can talk little highlights about what the QFS is.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So QFS, it stands for Quantum Financial System. And what I'm going to say is a lot of people out there don't want you to know about this. So, of course, what we're going to do is talk about
I love it.
it.
Go on.
I was actually doing a little bit of research to try to break down what QFS is for this show, and I was surprised to come across many sites talking about it's a conspiracy theory. I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting because it's more conspiracy fact.
Well, people are, I believe, are starting to come to the realization that anything is labeled as a conspiracy theory. It, just wait a few months, and then, like you said, it'll be proven true. So I'm sorry for interrupting. Please go ahead.
Please do. So in layman terms, QFS, it's basically a new network infrastructure for the world's financial system. That's a layman terms for it. Little more technical definition, a QFS is a it aims to revolutionize financial transactions, eliminate the control of central banks, and providing freedom from debt slavery. Some of the
Pretty
key
lofty goals.
yeah, yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Some of the key features of QFS, again, I'm just going to give the highlights, is quantum computing. So my career in the industry, the old system worked on a binary system, which is really comprised of bits, which is a zero and a one, which is like lights on, lights off. Very simple system. But the new system is working on quantum, which basically means very, very fast, complex processing power. And the new system will employ advanced encryption, which makes it unauthorized access very difficult. So it's a whole lot more secure. It'll also provide for instant settlements, which means a very fast speed of transactions. I think many of us experience when you do a financial transaction, sometimes it takes minutes, hours, even days. And this system is sometimes before you can even blink, the financial transaction's already gone across the world and completed.
And I'd like to just jump in here real quick. I have very limited experience with the QFS, but I have been able to open a wallet and actually engage in some transactions. And like Kelly just said, it happens within seconds. I think the longest I had to wait for a transaction to actually process and complete and settle in my account so that I could see the numbers change. An asset was added, and you know what, whatever I paid for it was deducted from my account. I don't know, probably 15 seconds, maybe 20. It's phenomenal. So please go ahead.
QFS is also very strong in fraud prevention. So the financial system that we've been under has been slow, fragmented, and controllable. And it was done by design for control, for middlemen to take a percentage of your hard-earned money. People trying to send money, say, to families in other countries. The fees would get so exorbitant, such delays. And the quantum financial system is to, reduce, if not eliminate, a lot of those control systems.
If I could just give people an example, the QFS is in fact up and running, and I have personal experience with that. So I went to a local store, right, to put money on, to have them transfer money to a certain account, so then I can move it somewhere else and engage with the QFS. That retail establishment charged me a fee based on how much money I was moving. It would be either from six, of course, on the amount of money I was moving was not a lot. So the fee, I think, one time was $6, another time, maybe $8 or $10. I paid the fee at the retail establishment, but then what was credited to my account was not only the amount that I wanted to transfer, but the fee itself. So the retail establishment didn't take it. So the quantum financial system prohibited the very thing that Kelly just described. And I got to keep all of my money. I love it. Please,
You
I'm
did.
sorry. So sorry for interrupting.
No,
You're doing great.
please.
Thank you.
Thank
Go
you.
ahead.
I love real life examples. And what was real interesting when you did that transaction is that particular, I call it an on-ramp. It was MoneyGram, I know that you're interacting with. And that system had been down for like 2 weeks solid prior to that. And then it came online. And when it came online, we had to actually let the people know it was online. They didn't even know. And then that's when you were able to recover the entire fee into your own wallet.
Yeah, and I didn't do anything. The system just did it automatically.
Which I think just reinforces there's things going on quietly in the background that's, showing the movement over to the QFS.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So traditional money, like dollars, is usually backed by the government's promise or backed by nothing. And it can usually lose value over time due to inflation, which I think we're all very well aware of that. But the QFS is designed to use currencies that are backed by real, tangible things, things such as gold, silver, and other valuable commodities. Let me keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the Kelly Show today. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to highlight some of the definitions used in QFS. You always hear these buzzwords, and it's like, okay, what is that? What does it mean? So I'm just going to hit a few of them. You can always look them up to get more information on them. But a common word you hear in the QFS is tokenization. And people are like, well, what does that mean? So what tokenization is a process of converting real-world assets, like whether it's property, stocks, commodities, and putting that into a digital token that can be traded on what's called the blockchain. So then next
Yeah,
question.
I'm sorry. The blockchain. What can you break that down a little bit? What do you mean? Is that the same as saying the QFS?
No, I think QFS would be more like the whole like high level definition of the new financial system. And these are the blockchain is more like the networking aspect. So definition of it's a distributed ledger. And what that my words for that is like it's a great big way to keep track of accounting for all the finances taking place. So it records transactions and maintains the data across multiple nodes in a network. And I think that's very important. The fact that you have multiple nodes means you're not relying on one or two nodes that could be corrupted or manipulated. There's multiple nodes, and each one keep track of some of the same transactions so that if something doesn't agree, then the blockchain can kind of identify that and goes forward with what's the most, shall we say, the most accurate.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that definition. I appreciate
I know it, I could go a lot deeper, but I don't want to get too
it. Go ahead.
nerdy
No comment.
so another buzzword you'll hear is crypto. And I've heard a lot of people say, well, crypto, that's, there's bad, there's nothing behind it. That's truly crypto stands for cryptocurrency, which is a digital currency that operates on a computer network without relying on a central authority, right? So to me, that's a great thing. You don't have somebody centrally in there controlling your money. You're operating on this infrastructure network that isn't controlled by the government or a bank. But it uses cryptography to record the information on a decentralized location. Again, the key word you keep hearing is decentralized. It's not controlled by a small few. It's a very distributed, decentralized architecture, which also means if there's, a failure on part of it, you've got a whole nother mesh network of infrastructure that will keep the system running. And another term I like to use instead of it being, Bitcoin, I prefer to use asset-backed digital currency, right? So there's something behind it. A lot of the legacy Bitcoin, people said there was nothing behind it. Or my observation, there may have been stuff behind it, but it was like used for nefarious purposes. It was unregulated. It was kind of the Wild West. But now, with the new QFS, the system will be backed by asset-backed digital currency. I mean, what's an example of asset-backed? Can be things like gold, oil, real estate, pretty much anything physical asset that can be tokenized. And then one more buzzword that I'll hit on is a smart contract. So a smart contract, it's a self-executing computer program that automatically takes place once the terms of a predetermined agreement are set and met. So that means you don't, it happens automatically based on these conditions. You don't have to have human intervention involved. Right. So you have any questions on that I can comment, maybe comment on,
No
or
questions, but for the last one, think of it as basically just shopping online. Think of your favorite store, online market. You go there, find the item that you want. The price is already indicated, and then you put in how many of those you want. Or you could put in a limit order and say, well, I don't want it at this price, but I'm willing to pay this much, a lower price for it, and then just wait. Kind of like a buy and sell order for, I think it's options on the stock market currently. So you have two choices, either buy right now at the market price or put in a lower price and wait for it to hit that, if ever. Your choice. But then once those conditions are met, like Kelly just said, the transaction just executes, boom, and within seconds if those conditions are met. Just like when you go online shopping, you hit pay now and boom, it's done. Very, very simple, very user friendly.
Good example. All right. So the next topic I want to talk about is Telegram. I highly suggest anybody that's interested in learning more about this to set up an account on Telegram if you don't already have one. And if you don't know what Telegram is, it's a messaging application system. I would say like Twitter, Instagram, but it's unique in its own capacity. And my experience, I've been on it solid since 2021. People are able to share much more openly, not getting censored on there. So there's a lot of, I'd say, a lot of truth speakers on that channel. You also got to be careful. There's been people that, may try to lead you astray, but you're not so censored. You got a lot more freedom of speech. And I also, in the handout that we're going to share, I also reference several articles that you can read into further based on links that can be found in Telegram. And you can just go to a web browser and go to https://telegram.org. It's available on desktop or laptop or smartphones also.
And if you didn't catch that address, just type in Telegram and it should take you right there. Telegram.org.
Yep. The
Okay, go ahead.
logo looks like I think like a paper airplane. So, all right. So next topic I want to touch on is kind of just a couple of highlights of the history of the financial world. If you want to understand the need and anticipated changes going on in the financial world, a certain level of knowledge and historical background is needed. I would say that's something that Whiplash, he's absolutely the best heart-centered educator I've ever met in my entire life. He really takes us took us back hundreds, thousands of years into how we got into such a financial control system that we've been living under.
Do you mind if I just jump in here?
Yeah, please.
So, first of all, I mean, wow, what an education. Are the new listeners, the new subscribers to Telegram, would they be able to get that information?
Yes, in the handout that we have that we're going to share underneath bullet point five, I've put links in there on Telegram and they can read into kind of what I'm going to highlight. They can read into it a lot more and it's easy reading. If you're not into history, it's not going to take you hours. It's real simple bullet points, but very educational to get you up to speed over, what's happened over a few hundred years.
Okay, I'm sorry, please continue.
So it takes us back, actually, back into the days of Babylon and the money changers. The Babylon Talmud, and I may not be saying that properly, it justified what we now know as fractional reserve banking. Okay, so what does that mean? It references high interest rates and usury, which has really led to the debt enslavement that we've been living under. I'm sure usury interest is not, I'm not sure I'm come up with the right word. To me, it's not like God's will, it's not God's law. They shouldn't be charging interest and usury.
I know. Well, I want to say, me if memory serves, the Islamic world doesn't charge interest at all, or if they do, it's very, very like less than 1%, I think, for that purpose, for religious reasons. And while in law school, I remember reading a case about usury. I believe anything over maybe 15 or 20%, I don't recall exactly, one of the two, was considered usury as a matter of law, which is illegal or unconscionable. And the court rescinded a contract based on the fact that it was usury, the interest was usury. And think, put that and juxtapose it to what many people are paying now in interest on their credit cards or other loans. Over 20%, easy. The federal government has absolutely lost control of that. If not, they just don't care, you know. So I'm sorry, please go ahead.
No, that I'm going to divert here for a minute. One thing I want to add is the Federal Reserve, people think that was a government. The Federal Reserve wasn't federal, and it wasn't a reserve. It was actually controlled by a very small group of people in the world. And interesting, back on March 17th, 2020, Trump and the White Hats took over the Federal Reserve. So,
Maybe that has something to do with his signature appearing on the new money that's coming out.
yes.
Things are happening.
Times, yes, sir. All right. So if you take interest in read through, a little bit of the history, you're going to hear the Rothschilds mentioned, and they stem from the Khazars, and they were known for their reserve banking, the money changers. It's also mentioned in the Bible. But the world debt slavery was under a one world reserve currency, also known as the petrodollar. Okay. Some of the other history is that mankind unknowingly accepted the loss of its divine essence to maritime law instead of common law. If anybody has an interest, I highly recommend looking that. There will be some very enlightening revelations about our legal, our the laws that we've been ruled under.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought that up because that dovetails very nicely with the legal battles that Mike and Leah are leading. And the fight really is between common law and the rights, legal rights under common law, as opposed to equity, which is what the central banks want us to use. And they have lobbied very successfully all of the states to implement. And that's how they're able to foreclose on properties because of equitable laws that were put in place by state governments that allow legal title to be trumped by equitable title. But if you go back and follow the original design of federal land patents and how they were supposed to be passed forever, according to the from the original patentee down to his or her heirs and assigns, that's how property was supposed to be passed down. And banks or any mortgagor would not be allowed to take that property through equitable title. So yes, thank you for that.
Yes, thank you. Also, at some point, the fiat currencies will be cashed in for gold standard currencies and reevaluated. People have been hearing about the RV. That's what that's referring to. And I have to say, I didn't even know what a fiat currency was a few years ago. So it's basically your dollar bill, your peso, the normal currency that different countries transact in is called fiat currency, as opposed to, asset-backed currencies. And I have seen images of the new paper money that'll be coming out. So my understanding is that we will see new paper money. I've heard it said several times that eventually paper money will be phased out. And all currencies will be digital, and they will be brought under the new financial Stellar and Ripple system, which we will get into a little bit more later. Right.
If I could, just keep in mind, we have about 25 minutes left in the show. I don't know. So, and I see that you have a bunch of pages left. So I don't know how much time you want to spend on each segment, but it's your show. Go ahead.
I'm going to have to talk quick, huh? I thought I was going to run out of time or run out of material. All right, so I'm going to touch brief on standards. A major barrier to the QFS adoption has been interoperability. So if you're going to a world financial system and different banks, different countries have all these different standards that they operate under. A key factor in moving into the QFS was interoperability. And there's a standard out there. It's called ISO 20022. Okay, so it's a complete overhaul of financial messaging. Let's see. And the global financial community switched to this standard on November 22nd, 2025. So that was a huge milestone in this process. A lot of people refer to it as the end of the old SWIFT system, a monetary monopoly. And I find it interesting. For a couple of years, you'd see Taylor Swift in the news a lot. And I personally would always laugh because to me, it was the white hats kind of trolling, exposing, because her last name's Swift. It was letting people know, hey, we're moving off the SWIFT system into a new system. And they do it right in front of everybody. And if you didn't know what they were talking about and you love Taylor Swift, everybody was still just as happy. So I do make reference in the document. I won't go through it here, but there's all kinds of links that talk about that standard. Banks that had a whole migration path out there in detail. So the information's out there. It's not hidden, it's in public view, but piecing this information together, it's quite a bit of work if, you're not aware of it or you're so busy working full time, you might not be able to piece all this stuff together. The other thing I want to touch on is the XRP, which is a digital currency associated with Ripple, and that has been at the center of a legal battle with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, also referred to as the SEC. The SEC argued this battle went on for several years, and they argued that XRP is a security, while Ripple was contending that it was a digital currency. And Ripple did win that argument. It's huge news. You may have seen Brad Garlinghouse in the news. I know he was standing with Trump in the White House with photographs. It was pretty well publicized. Brilliant, brilliant man, very heart-centered. The CTO of that company was David Schwartz. You can look that up in the internet browser. Also amazing, brilliant people. All right, so next I'm just going to talk on some regulations, just hit them. One of the regulations that went in was Basel IV, I might not be pronouncing it right. But basically what that does is hold the financial institutions accountable so that they say they have so much money in the bank that they really do, so many assets in the bank, like silver or gold, they can't oversell it 10, 20 times what they really hold. Many people may have seen the price of silver fluctuating over the last few months. And my observation that was banks needing to back their holdings with real physical assets. Another regulation coming in, and it's in the news like literally right now, is the Clarity Act. That's very, very important for the QFS. It's set to pave the way for widespread adoption of cryptocurrencies and integrating currencies like XRP and XLM, which we'll get into in a little bit more. Another regulatory act is the Genius Act, the Stable Act. They've been in the news over the last year or two. And one more thing I'm going to mention is the BRICS gold-backed currency. The BRICS is a formation of several countries: Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, who have been moving towards a gold-backed currency to reduce the dependency on the US dollar. Well, how are we doing? Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to go quicker here. So Stellar, I can't say enough about Stellar. I even named my cat Stellar Lumen, which is Stellar and Lumen. And they had three kittens, which I jokingly call XL and M. XLM is a currency, a digital currency, along with XRP. The Stellar, if you want to learn more about the network, you can go to stellar.org. There's all kinds of information out there, education material, but it's a decentralized open source blockchain. It allows for easy transfer of assets, different currencies, and different networks. And it's when it says it operates, let's see, hang on, lost my thought here. Cross border, that means it's not just for the United States, it's for the entire world. I mean, it's integrated. I think 230 countries signed on to be part of this network.
Basically, every country in the world, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I think there might have been a few outliers. I don't know whether they've decided to join or not, but yeah, pretty much the whole world. But the Stellar Network does use a cryptocurrency called Lumens or XLM, and it's a bridge between different currencies. So it allows users to convert between different currencies in real time. So if you want to convert, we're still going to keep our what we know as a US dollar or peso or euro. Every country still gets to keep what they know is their currency. But if you want to switch US dollars into euros, the Stellar Network is integral in doing that conversion. And the whole idea behind this system is to make it fair worldwide, so you don't have such disparities with first world countries and third world countries.
Buying power, we're equalizing the buying power of all the different countries around the world, right?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Thank you.
So a lot of this I'm going to skip, but I do want to mention one thing is to not be afraid. Right? Don't the dark has tried to use fear tactics. There's nothing to be afraid of. This has all been being done slow and controlled. And there's don't have f what's f called FOMO, fear of missing out. There's going to be abundance. There's going to be plenty for everybody. And with the Stellar Network, people don't need a bank account or an intermediary to store or send value. They can control their own finances directly, securely, transparently. Let's see. And let's see. There's one thing I want to point out is the Stellar blockchain. It's going to empower literally billions of people who are unbanked or underbanked in the world. And I mean, some people here may not know what unbanked is. But there's a lot of people in the world that don't have a bank account, right? So this is going to allow those people to participate in the world's abundance and in wealth. All right. Anything you want to add, Michael? I'm going to
Oh,
jump to
you're
the
doing
next
great.
questions.
You're doing great. I don't want to interrupt. Please go ahead.
Okay. I just want to highlight a few of the Trump executive orders that were put out several years ago now. And I also want to call attention to back when Trump announced his presidency back in 2015, and him and Melania, they went down a golden escalator. You can look that up on the internet. But if you notice directly behind them as they were going down that escalator, there was a sign. And that sign said currency exchange. Okay. He was telling us from the very beginning of him announcing his presidency what was coming. And he's not just talking to us, he's also talking to those that have controlled the world's currency for a long time. And my observation is that's why he's been, let's say, targeted so much, because there's some individuals that don't want to lose control of the world's currency. One of the executive orders is 13818, which is to block property of individuals involved in serious human right abuses or corruption. Executive Order 13848 is to impose sanctions in response to foreign interference in U.S. elections. and 13959, which is to prohibit U.S. investors from purchasing securities of companies identified as communist Chinese military companies, who had had quite an infiltration into our country. I guess what I correlate, what's being shown in these executive orders, they're blocking property. They're giving authority to the Treasury Department. And at the same time, here's a new financial system being stood up in the background. Trump talked about giving us a level playing field, giving it back to you, the people. So my observation, if you connect these dots, there's a big picture out there that this stuff's real and it's happening. Has been happening.
Sure. That's for sure.
All right. The other thing I want to mention, and I stress this, if nothing else, please listen very closely to this part. If you get on Telegram, you start opening digital wallets, do not share any of your sensitive information. When you set up a wallet, you're going to be given a secret key. Okay? The definition of it is secret. You don't ever share that with anybody, not anybody from the company that you're opening the wallet with, not anybody from a help desk. That is your information. If somebody gets access to that, at this point in time, they can empty your entire wallet. When you write down passwords, make sure you write them down clearly when you're opening your wallet. Store that in a very secure place. Highly suggest you don't do it on a computer. Do it on a piece of paper. Put it in a safe. Do not lose it. If you lose it and run into problems on your electronic equipment, you may not be able to access your wallet in the future. Also, there are scammers out there that pretend to be administrators on channels, so always make sure you're talking to a vetted source. All the channels that I'm on, administrators will never what's called DM you first. DM standing for direct message. If you get on there and you say, "Hey, I want to connect with Whiplash," and you get a message directly from Whiplash, I guarantee you it's a scammer. They're not going to message you direct. And don't ever invest more than you can risk. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just showing you some doors that if you choose to walk through or explore, then please, I encourage you to do that. And this has not been a get-rich-quick platform, right? It's being built for the future. It's an investment. And for me, it's been absolutely exciting to be part of building this platform. Some incredible people, very heart-centered people. One group I will mention is I personally will not participate with a group called QSI. They do have presence out there in the QFS space. I choose not to participate that with them.
No, if I may, I'm going to pile on here, and I too will not participate with QSI based on what I have seen in the various channels. Like Kelly said in the beginning, there are people out there that do not want us, the people, the regular folks, to know about this quantum financial system. They do not want it to succeed, and they are doing everything they can to stop it. Or at the very least, slow it down for whatever reason. That's their motive. They're just evil. So they are out there, not in large numbers, and certainly not to the effect that they were before, but they are out there. So if you are cautious, you can, avoid that. And there's other ways of avoiding and being alert in the different links and references that Kelly has mentioned and has included in her outline, which I will hang on today's show page. So sorry for stealing some of your time, Kelly. Please
No,
continue.
no. Thank you. Someone I want to highlight, if you're interested in following this, is Elon Musk. Keep an eye on him on X, formerly Twitter. The X payments, X money, that's going to be a big player in the global financial system. And there's plans for Musk for a broader plan to transform X into what they're calling an everything app. Now I want to speak a little bit about Whiplash and how to get to him. I personally connected with him back in 2020. I will give you right now the Telegram channel to get to Whiplash is the @Whiplash347. I'll also post it in the PDF we're going to share. And he does do a, he's been standing up the financial system. So right now you're going to see a lot of tokens being posted by him from various companies. But you're also welcome to go back in that channel if you want to learn a massive amount of history. His channel was stood up in March of 2021, and a lot of the info is still available. He has websites out there on YouTube. Again, we'll share those. He has a very interesting song that I love. I think you might be hearing it in the media in the near future. On his website, they give kind of an overview. They talk about him. There is a section of frequently asked questions that has a lot to do with more the digital wallet aspect. There's training documents. These training documents are in like 30 different languages. He shows many of the partners that he's with, and he's constantly recommending different corporate and financial channels that are being stood up on Telegram. There's also an education channel supported by Whiplash. It's called the Wealth Academy. The sign for it on Telegram is the @WAS guide and the @Wealth Academy Stellar. Highly recommend those. In the Wealth Academy Stellar, you can search for keyword search on the word lobster, LOBSTR. There's no E. You'll get a lot of information there. And it also leads you to documents on how to open your own lobster wallet. One thing I do want to point out is when you get into that wallet and you start getting exposed to some of the tokens out there, right now, a lot of the tokens have red triangles on them, okay? And they may show that they're a scam or a fraud. The key is anyone can make the reports on these tokens. And there's been a small group of people that's, like Michael was saying, that don't want this to be known, don't want people to have faith in it. It's real simple click of a button for them to identify these as a red flag. There's no proof needed. So I guess the question then becomes, well, how do you know what to invest in? Personally, I only follow the Telegram channels that are vetted by Whiplash, and I follow my own intuition. And I don't invest more than I can afford. If I got a few extra dollars for the week, I'll put it in. I don't put, the money I need for my car payment, groceries, I don't put all that in there. And you don't need to. I mean, a little bit is going to be, in my opinion, will be enough to support people and help. Let's see. I do want to call out, what do we got, about 5 minutes, Mike?
Yep.
Okay. I do want to call out support for some people that have been great assistance for me over the last few years. Certainly Mike's show on BBS Radio with the Bard's Rise. We do this all volunteer, right? We don't get paid for it. If anybody's inspired to do a donation, Mike does have a donate button on his Bard's Rise page. You can also subscribe to his show. Another individual that has been just, she's absolutely amazing. She's very heart-centered, excellent communicator, a transformational coach. Her name is Lucia Nicola Evans. And that is also her website, LucianicolaEvans.com. Highly recommend that, anybody that wants to maybe step more into who you are and who you want to become, she's amazing at that. And
Pile on that one too. She is.
also Mike mentioned the Mike and Leah, their land patent and their property rights fight. There is a case on Pacer. It's a website with case law. Is that accurate?
I'd say no, the documents. The documents.
Okay.
Pacer, if you go to Pacer. But like I said in the beginning, I posted, I guess, the more important ones on the show page for the March 12th show of
That's
this
right.
year.
Okay. All right. The other thing I want to mention is in the PDF that I'm sharing, I have a section called Surprise. If anybody's inspired to check out a couple Telegram channels that I've posted there. And I just want to say to remember, folks, there is a thing called the Witness Protection Program in existence. And it's possible that some people that we've known and admired may still be out there and willing to start stepping forward since maybe a lot of their adversaries have been maybe.
Removed.
Yes, thank you.
Hold on to your hats, folks. It's going to be wild.
Yeah, getting exciting. All right, so real quick, we talk about so when is the QFS going to happen? It's been happening slowly, quietly, openly. And in the words of a brilliant man who goes by the name Code Monkey Z, he says, "You don't switch off a global system overnight. You phase it out while the replacement quietly proves itself." That's why confirmations came late, not because the information wasn't real, but because the rollout wasn't ready to be seen. So I ask you all, where will you be when the largest transfer of wealth in the history of the world takes place? And just yesterday on Whiplash Channel and another very important being who's been with us much longer than people are aware of, he announced yesterday that there is a bridge made between the XRP and XLM currencies. And this has been well over 6 years in the making. So very, very exciting. So I'll give it back to you, Mike. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was very helpful, informative. I appreciate it. She has a little bit more information in the handouts than what she went over, being, paying attention to the time. I appreciate that, Kelly. Thank you. And with that, thank you folks for subscribing, for those that do, and thank you for listening, whether live or on a repeat. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. BBS, please take it away.